Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It's such freedom that I don't have to judge everything. Yes. Right? Yes. I don't even have to form an opinion.
That's right?
Yes. I'm commanded not to judge.
Yes.
And a lot of things you need to just need to come back and say, well, that's between them and the Lord.
Yes.
He knows their heart.
Yes.
But I don't have to judge them.
Yes.
I am told to be kind, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. This flows into the next chapter there, chapter 5, verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Other translations say, be imitators of God as dear children. He's kind to the ungodly. He's merciful to the unrighteous and unjust and ungodly. If He can be as pure and holy as He is, surely we can be. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor or fragrance. Now, what we're seeing, if you back up to the second chapter of Ephesians, why we're talking about the ministry of reconciliation, how could God be gracious and kind to such evil and iniquity that's been perpetrated throughout the earth? It's because of reconciliation that is available because of redemption. Redemption. We were, from going back to Adam and Eve, we were separated from God by our sin. Them being driven out of the garden is representative of that. They had direct access to the Almighty, and they were comfortable and free in His presence. How could you be in the presence of eternal light and total purity? They had no sin, no knowledge of sin, and zero condemnation or guilt. None. Amazing. We don't have to just look back and long for that, because that's our future. It's our present and our future. What do you mean? Well, God, who knows the end from the beginning, knew the way it would go, even though it wasn't His will and didn't please Him, and He has a plan. A plan to reconcile man back to Himself, to take care of everything that had come up between us and remove it out of the way. I'm quoting Scripture. Jesus did that for us. He fixed what was wrong between us and the Father. Hallelujah! He took care of it. Woo! That's why they call it the good news. It's best news you ever heard in your life. Man was so separated from God and was unable to fix it. Even in the offerings that were instituted under the law, they did not cleanse you from sin. They didn't fix the problem. All they did, animal blood couldn't do it. It just covered the sin until the next year, until the next sacrifice. But in the New Testament, New Covenant, our sins are not covered. They are washed away. Oh, hallelujah. Because the blood of the Lamb, Jesus, is not like the blood of animals. It contains the eternal life of God. Amen. And He shed it to cleanse us and wash us from our sins. You don't have to understand all that. Just believe it. Amen. And accept it and enjoy the benefits of it. Thank you, Lord. Look at Ephesians 2, verse 13. Boy, the more I preach on this, the more it grows. Ephesians 2:13 says, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made near by the blood of the Anointed One, the Christ." If you've ever had a relationship of any closeness and intensity, and then you've been close with somebody, and then you've had problems with them, you experienced this distance. Oh, yeah. It's possible to be in the same room with somebody and feel like you're 1,000 miles apart. I see a lot of nodding heads. You know what I'm talking about. It's possible to be at the same table with somebody and feel like you're 100 miles apart, because spiritually you are. You were together, not just geographically, but together, one mind, one accord, unity, spiritually. But now you're at odds with each other and you are far off. That's where we were with God. And sadly, it's where millions are right now on the planet. They are far from Him. They are afar off. They don't know Him. They don't experience Him. Many of them don't even believe in Him, believe He exists. And so they are far, far from Him, and yet could be close so quickly. They could be close so quickly if they would humble themselves and believe and receive Him. Receive what He's done. "You who sometimes were far off are made nigh." Nigh means close. "By the blood of Christ." Say it out loud. I've been made close.
I've been made close.
By the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Have you read Hebrews says we can now come boldly right up to the throne of grace? Oh, we really don't know what that is. It is the seat of power of the universe and beyond. All the power that keeps gravity working. We don't even know what I just said there. All the power that keeps all the stars burning emanates from the throne. All things are upheld by the word of His power. Whew, glory to God. And to say, I can walk right up to there. Is you saying something? You saying something? Because unrighteous man or woman cannot. But if you've been made righteous by the blood of the Lamb, then you who are far off are made nigh. Hallelujah. And what does the Scripture say? If you'll draw near to Him, He'll draw near to you. Glory to God. No man, no woman, no young person has to be distant from God, has to be at odds with God, because Jesus has become, hallelujah, that which reconciled us. Keep reading. "You who sometimes were far off are made near by the blood of Christ." It was the only thing in the universe that was valuable enough to pay for our sin. The wages of sin is death, and the righteousness of God required it to be paid. It had to be paid. But it didn't say we had to pay it. Hallelujah. Somebody else could pay it. And Jesus did. And now this is something that reveals your and my value to Him. We are called the apple of His eye. The Scripture says that the preciousness of a soul ceases forever. Now, that's King James language, but it has to do with there is no amount of money that equates the value of one human soul. There's no amount of money, no trillions of dollars that would be enough to buy. In fact, there was only one thing in all the universe that was valuable enough to buy us. That's what redeem means, to buy or to buy back. And it was and is. That's why it's called the precious blood of the Lamb. Why? Because the life is in the blood. The life, it was and is the life of God. And the Bible said that blood is speaking today. From off the mercy seat in heaven, the blood speaks. And it's saying better things than Abel's blood, because Abel's blood was crying out for justice from what Cain did to him and killed him. But Jesus' blood is not saying, I demand justice. Jesus' blood is saying, justified. They are justified. They are redeemed. Hallelujah. Righteous. Holy. By the blood. I'm not far off. I'm nigh. I'm brought near. Oh, keep reading. He is our peace, verse 14. Who's our peace? Who made peace between us and God the Father? Jesus is our peace, who's made both one and broken down the middle wall of partition between us. You've experienced, if you've had trouble with people, there's like a wall between you. Your mistakes, their mistakes, your hard words, their hard words, your failures, their failures. The reason I'm talking about this, we're going to get to it in a minute, I think. Do you think we need to rush past this? No, this is the foundation of it all. Not only have we been reconciled to God, we've been given the ministry of reconciliation. We have the job and the ministry of helping others realize they don't have to be separated from God, and brothers and sisters don't have to be separated from one another. We got the ministry of getting back together. We do. We are anointed and graced to help people get back to God, or get to God, or people get back together.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.